Do I spend all year thinking about my entire financial picture? No. You see, I have deep, important things to think about, like, is this finally going to be the Jets' year? But then, inevitably, tax season rolls around, and I feel suddenly, violently compelled to check the balance in my retirement account, which lately has made rooting for the Jets seem like the upbeat choice. But not this year. This year is different. Monarch has me actually thinking about my financial picture before the panic sets in, proactively, like an adult. I even have a plan for my tax refund. Simplify your finances with Monarch. Monarch is the all-in-one personal finance tool designed to make your life easier. It brings your entire financial life, budgeting, accounts and investments, net worth, and future planning together in one dashboard on your phone or laptop. Feel aware and in control of your finances this tax season and get 50% off your Monarch subscription with code HAPPENS. How awesome is that? Achieve your financial goals for good with Monarch, the all-in-one tool that makes money management simple. Use code HAPPENS at monarch.com for half off your first year. That's 50% off at monarch.com. Code HAPPENS. Looking to diversify your business portfolio with a high-growth opportunity? Discover Mathnasium Learning Centers, the number one math-only education franchise. For more than 20 years, Mathnasium has triumphed in a booming multi-billion dollar tutoring industry with over 1,200 centers worldwide. Ranked on Entrepreneur's Franchise 500 list for 11 consecutive years, Mathnasium is low-cost, recession-resistant, and offers significant growth potential in an expanding market. The demand for math education is skyrocketing, driven by declining math scores and the growing need for STEM skills in today's workforce. What makes Mathnasium a smart investment? Affordable entry point and quick build-out time. High-earning centers with seven-figure annual revenue. Industry-leading 30% plus average profit margins. And it's a trusted brand with high consumer satisfaction scores. And here's something extra. They're offering a 25% discount on the franchise fee for former teachers and veterans. So whether you're expanding your franchise portfolio or making your first investment, Mathnasium gives you the systems and support you need to succeed. Get your free franchise information kit at mathnasiumfranchise.com or call 888-763-2604. That's mathnasiumfranchise.com or call 888-763-2604. Hey everyone, welcome to another snack size edition of our show, How Success Happens. I'm Dan Bova, writer and editor at entrepreneur.com, and also a huge comic book dork. Now, I make that admission because Saturday, May 2nd, is Free Comic Book Day, and I wanted you to have plenty of time to prepare. So Free Comic Book Day is just that, a day when you can drop into your local comic book store and pick up a free copy of about 24 books being put out by all the big players in the game. So there's going to be stuff from DC, from Archie, from Conan the Barbarian, and from Image Comics' Energon Universe Special. Now, if you don't know what Energon is, I'm embarrassed for you. But I'll go ahead and explain. It's an ongoing shared comic book franchise created by Robert Kirkman, Skybound Entertainment, and Hasbro that brings together Transformers and G.I. Joe into one exciting world. Now, if at this point you're feeling the uncontrollable urge to punch me in the dorky face, I do not blame you. But anyway, Robert Kirkman, as you may know, is the legendary creator of franchises like The Walking Dead and Invincible, among a million other things he's done that are just off-center of mainstream comic fare. And Skybound is an imprint of Image. And so in the lead up to Free Comic Book Day, I spoke with Sean Michalowicz, the Senior Vice President and Publisher of Skybound Entertainment, which is an imprint, as I said, of Image Comics. And he manages Skybound's extensive comic book catalog that houses over 30 titles. So why did I talk to him? Well, besides being excited personally about this day, I wanted to know why Free Comic Book Day is so important for these massive publishers like Skybound to take part in year after year, and what it means for their business and what it means for keeping their fans happy.
God, I wish I knew my history a little bit better, but yeah, I think it's been around a couple decades now. There was a store owner named Joe Field who came up with the concept and pitched it to Diamond, who was then, you know, the major comic book distributor. And the idea was to unite all of comic book stores, which we call the direct market, and be able to have one day a year in early May to activate current fans and bring in community. And that's what I think the biggest strength of Free Comic Book Day is, that these comic book stores, which are largely independent stores, there are some chains, but that go out there and they do sales, and then all the publishers basically release big tentpole comics for them to give away as promotional items. So, you know, we are published through Image Comics, so they have their own Free Comic Book Day offerings. And for the past couple of years, our Free Comic Book Day offering has been focused around the Energon universe, which is one of the biggest and most well-received shared comic book universes out there. And 2023, we partnered with Hasbro and launched and relaunched Transformers and G.I. Joe and added some new creations to the mix, like Void Rivals. It's gone on to be, like, I grew up as a G.I. Joe fan. Robert was a Transformers fan. And so I hadn't really tapped into that creativity and imagination of living in those worlds for extended periods of time. But now I'm a professional, paid to live in, like, the world of Decepticons and Autobots. It feels somewhat surreal. You know, I have a Grimlock behind me right now. It's really ridiculous when I go into career day and have to explain to, you know, first graders and fourth graders that, like, yes, this is a job. And I'm up against, you know, researchers and doctors from UCLA. And my wife is worried that I'm poisoning the well, and all these future lawyers and doctors are now just going to want to be comic book artists. I do think that speaks to the comic book audiences. Comic book reading is a lot more accepted by professionals, by parents, by teachers, and that there is some reading is reading. Reading is good no matter what you're reading as a child. It keeps you engaged. People's brains work differently. Energon Universe, Free Comic Book Day. So yeah, no, we use this as a place to for new fans to come in and sample out what's going on in the universe, and then they can catch up on the past couple of years of storytelling, and also, like, hook people that may have lapsed a little bit into checking out what we're doing right now. The big story that guides this is Mask, which is a big Hasbro franchise that we all grew up on. And this is the first time that they've had an ongoing title in over a decade. It's by a fantastic couple of creators, Dan Waters and Pi Par. And it's a really fantastic action adventure espionage story that's set grounded within the Energon universe. You know, we have G.I. Joe, who are all military soldiers and trained, and the idea behind Mask is these are all people with expertise outside of combat and fighting. So they're civilians who are called into action to save the world. So there's a little bit of Mission Impossible, a little bit of Fast and Furious in the mix, and it looks awesome.
So sales are usually an indicator of was this successful or not. But when you're giving away stuff for free, I asked him, how do they judge if this was a successful Free Comic Book Day as opposed to last year when we also gave away a ton of free comic books?
Yeah, I mean, there's sales are part of that. Retailers order by the bundle. You know, that's a very discounted rate. It's not free to retailers, as they like to remind us, but it's also not free to publishers. So it's a good partnership. It's us coming together to reach new fan bases. And I think that's ultimately the goal of Free Comic Book Day, is to invite the community in. They do, some stores do signings, sometimes they'll have food trucks and all that, and really kind of make these into events in which children and parents and everyone can kind of come in and take part of it. So for us, our releases are usually geared around a big priority release. So the Mask ongoing series starts in June. So we have this introductory story that sets up the premise, the characters, the world, and that's usually time to release so that retailers can increase orders based on demand and response in advance of number one launching in June.
So what does giving away your best products do in the long term? What's the long game here?
Hopefully it creates a lifelong fan. That's how it worked with me. I actually started off more in like baseball cards and trading cards. And then I realized that there were cards that had Spider-Man on them. And then where you get those, you go to the comic book store. And then once I realized the whole store is Spider-Man and Wolverine and Thanos, like I just, yeah, it was an obsession. In the same way that my kids are now obsessed with like One Piece and other stuff, and they just can't stop reading it. That's how I was about the X-Men back in the day, especially. And what Robert and I and the creators that we work with have really tried to do is create a story that is welcoming. Every issue could be someone's first. Like my first issue of Wolverine was issue 41 or whatever it was. I didn't need to know what happened before. I understood the basics of the character. I was thrown right in. There were stakes. And that's what we're trying to engage people with Free Comic Book Day. You may not know everything about the Energon universe, but you're going to understand the thrills and excitement and the characters that we set up here that will allow people to kind of engage as much as they want.
Yeah.
We also, you know, we release other product timed to do it. So every year we release a Transformers hardcover. Transformers are best-selling comic in the Energon universe. It's won multiple Eisner Awards. It's just really fun. So we released a new hardcover that was based on retailer feedback, being like, hey, if you guys timed your hardcovers for, then I could sell that along with a free comic book. So smart retailers know how to pitch and sell like other product in their store to lead customers deeper into that world. And, you know, more and more comic stores sell trading card games and action figures and board games. So there's a whole world that comic book stores are inviting customers in.
So for all the creative folks out there who dream of one day writing or drawing a comic book, I asked Sean, what's the best advice he can give? And I'm sure he's heard Robert give advice time and time again. What do they suggest for someone who is trying to get their dream project out of their head and into the hands of eager readers?
And the number one piece of advice he gives to new creators is create something. If it doesn't work, create something new. You see a lot of people that become so focused on their initial idea and the untapped genius in it. And it could be genius, but it's not selling. And ultimately, if you want to make not even a career, but you know, want to make it worth your time, and you need to move on to the next idea and iterate. Kind of the foundation of comic book is it was a pulp industry. Like it was just on the stands. It comes out. These are things that come out monthly. We have become a little bit, but we definitely are more focused on the health of creators and making a more sustainable product now that the book market and library markets allow long tail sales of something you create. So if you create with Skybound or you create with Image Comics, you're able to have a piece of something for a very long time and be able to sell that over time.
So there it is, your primer on Free Comic Book Day. Once again, May 2nd, 2026. Go get some free stuff, including the Energon universe from Skybound. I might know something about it, and it's pretty cool. So thank you for listening, subscribing, and commenting. Send me an email at howsuccesshappens@entrepreneur.com. Tell me what secret tactics you have found successful in getting new customers in the door and buying stuff. And speaking of stuff, you can read some of my goofy stuff over on Substack. My thing is called This Should Be Fun, so you could check that out. You could also check out more music by the makers of the theme song of How Success Happens, Nika RPM. They're over there on Bandcamp. All right. I am going to dip back into some G.I. Joe because where I left off, Duke was in quite a pickle he found himself in with Cobra Commander, and I don't know if he's going to be able to find his way out. He's got to find a way. Come on, Duke. We're all pulling for you.
Attention all passengers. The Uber ride for Jeff's rugby team will depart in 5 minutes from Platform 15. Your ride comes with 6 toilets and a refreshments carriage that you'll empty within 5 minutes. Thank you for booking your tickets on Uber.
Trains on Uber.